We left off in Daf Lamed Ches Amid Vez, where at Tanu Rabbanan, we didn't get too far down the page. We're at Tanu Rabbanan. So says the Gemara that I guess halfway down the page, we're discussing different foods that are cooked by Ovdei Kochavim. Tanu Rabbanan Hakuspon Shel Ovdei Kochavim, a date product, the date leftovers of Ovdei Kochavim, meaning whatever garbage is left over after they make the beer from the Ovdei Kochavim, after they make the beer from the dates. So if you have that product, Shehuchmu Chamin Bior Gadol, if it was heated in a very big pot, Aser, Bior Katana Mutter, but if it was heated in a small pot, it's Mutter. The assumption is that a bigger pot might have blios of non-kosher food in it. A small pot is not going to have blios of non-kosher food in it because no non-kosher food can fit in the small pot. So says Gemara, well, how small is that pot? Vezuhi Yorah Katana. What is the definition of a small pot? Amra Biani Kol Shein Sipor Dror Yochli Likarnes Petocha. Anytime a Sipor Dror can't fit inside of it, then it's too small to fit non-kosher food. So Frekli Gemara Vidilma Admuye Admuva Elua. But maybe they cut up the bird and they put it in the pot, so the Tzipor drawer can't fit in it as is, but a piece of the Tzipor drawer could have fit in it. El kol she'in rosh Tzipor drawer yachli kanis betocha. Anytime the head of the Tzipor drawer can't fit inside of it, then nothing else could have fit inside of it either. V'atan yachas yor gadol v'achas yor katana mutter. But didn't we say whether it's yor gadol or yor katana, it's going to be mutter, doesn't make a difference. Lo kasha ha'kaman diyamar nosin tam lefgam asur, ha'kaman diyamar nosin tam lefgam mutter. The assumption is that it's nosin tam lefgam, and meaning that after 24 hours, the tam that it gives off is actually a negative tam, and therefore, if you hold that nosin tam lefgam is mutter, then you're not going to have any problems. But if you hold nosin tam lefgam is aser, you're going to have a problem. Amrav sheshes hay mishcha shalika dar ma'i aser. Boiled oil of Arma'i people is aser. Amrav safra l'meinaych shlo. What are we worried about? Imi shumia ruvei. If you're worried that you're going to get it mixed in with wine, that he's going to take wine and put it in. Mr. Sari, the oil would become bad from the wine. The oil would spoil from the wine. Imi shum b'shuli avdik chavim nechol k'mo shu chai. If you're worried about bishalakum, don't worry, it's edible raw. Imi shum giulei avdik chavim. And if you're worried about the tam that's stuck in the pot, nosin tam lefgamu mutter. That's nosin tam lefgam, and that's going to be mutter. So there's no problem of giulei akum, because once, as we said, when something is nosin tam lefgam, if you hold like the shita that nosin tam lefgam is mutter, then it's not going to be a problem. That's the major question that the Gemara points out. Why is it that we even bother with Hechsher Kelim? The Torah gives us a whole parsha of Gilei of the Kochavim, of Gilei Klei Midian, that when we took the Kelim from the Midianim after winning a battle with them, we had to kasher the Kelim, and we learned from there exactly how to do Hechsher Kelim. What's the point? Why, but if you hold Nosin Tam Lefgam Mutter, and you know that after 24 hours, something will become Tam Pagum, so why would you even bother with Hechsher Kelim? Just wait 24 hours, and it will become Tam Pagum. So that's what the Gemara says, Rugozer Einu Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo, that we're not going to allow using even a Kli that is Nosin Tam Lefgam already, because Atu Ben Yomo, lest you come to use a Kli that's not Nosin Tam Lefgam. That's as a L'chadchila, that we're not going to allow you to use such a kli, but b'diavid, if it was used, you hold nosin tam lefgam as mutter, then it's not going to be a problem. It's a heter of a tam pogum. So we're holding now bo minei merabi asi, about 8 lines before the lines get really wide in lamed chesam and beis. Bo minei merabi asi, hani ahini shliki dar mai mai. What about cooked dates of our minions? Chuli lo tibay lach tavadishari. So the sweeter dates, that for sure is mutter because it's nechal kamo shu chai. They're so sweet you could eat them without having cooked them, and therefore it's definitely mutter. It's not a problem of bishalakum. Meriri lo tibay lach tavadiasiri. If they're bitter dates, then it's definitely aser because those are definitely not nechal kamo shu chai. You certainly cannot eat those without having cooked them. Kiti baylach mitziyai. What about semi-sweet? Right. What about halfway between bitter and sweet? The regular ones. My amrlehu mighty baylachu de Rebbe Aser umanu Levi. Says what's the shaila? Rebbe said it's aser, and the Rebbe that I'm referring to is not Rebbe Yudan Asi. The Rebbe I'm referring to is Levi. That Levi held this was aser. This is one of the sources quoted by Darkei Tshuva, I think, when he discusses if you have something that's nechel kamoshu chai when prepared when made a certain way, but not nechel kmo shulchai. I'm sorry, nechel kmo shulchai. Sometimes, but not nechel kmo shulchai. Always. Meaning, do you look at the min? Do you look at the type of food and say, okay, look, if a potato is not nechel kmo shulchai, it's not nechel kmo shulchai, and that's it. And therefore, even if you were to have a strange potato that would be nechel kmo shulchai, bottom line is, it fits in the category of things that are not nechel kmo shulchai. Do you look at the min in general, or do you look at it on a case by case basis and say, okay, is this onion nechel kmo shulchai? Is that item? And you don't look at the entire category. So some want to say, well, you see over here that we're looking on a case by case basis. We say, look, the sweeter ones are considered nechel kmo shulchai, not a problem bishlakum. The bitter ones are a problem bishlakum. So that's you have to be careful over here. Though some of the Rishonim say that no, it's not talking about just some that happen to be sweeter and some that happen to be more bitter. We're talking about different minim of these kinds of dates that they're totally different types and some are bitter, some are sweet. We're not talking about if it just happens to be more bitter or more sweet within the same type. Okay, shisa'a, Rav Shari, when it comes to shisisa'a, what's shisisa'a? So Rashi tells us, tavshila asui mikemach shel klayos sheyivshon betanur, it's a cooked food that they make from the flour of toasted grains that have been dried in an oven, v'yesha ososo mikemach hadashim, and some make it from lentil flour, l'fi shehen mesukin yoser, because yoser midai, nosin shem chometz, and because they're very sweet, they add some vinegar to it to sharpen it a little bit, because it's too sweet. So this vinegar mixed with flour item, Rav Shari, Rav holds its mutter, Avod Shmuel v'Levi Asri, Avod Shmuel and Levi holds its aser. Now anything that's really mixed with vinegar that you get from an Ovid Kachavim typically is going to be a problem, because vinegar is wine vinegar, it comes from wine, and if it was wine beyond the Ovid Kachavim as a din of Stam Yenim, it's going to be a problem. So what's the svar to say mutter over here? So says the Gemara, B'chiti Sari Kulam Lopligid Shari. When it comes to the shesisa made out of wheat or barley, so they didn't put, Rashi points out, they didn't put vinegar in that shisa because it wasn't so sweet. They didn't need the vinegar to dull the taste a little bit. So that for sure is going to be mutter because vinegar was not one of the ingredients. But talavchi dechala kuliyam l'pligidaser with the lentils, when they made it with lentils which had vinegar in it, so then everyone would say that it's aser because it had vinegar in it. The question was, what if they made it with the lentils and the water, not with vinegar? One says, well, if they're making it with lentils, then chances are that you're going to come to get confused and eat the one that they make with lentils that has vinegar in it also. So you make a gzera, don't eat the one with the lentils and the water, lest you eat the one with the lentils and the vinegar. And the other one says, no, we're not going to make a gzera. The others say, even if it's only made with the water and the lentils, everyone would hold that it's aser, that we would make such a gezeira. The question is, what if the actual grain that they use is something that they would never mix vinegar with? So that's the question. Do you make a gezeira that all shesisa'a is aser because there are certain types of shesisa'a where they would put vinegar in it? Or do you say, no, a type of shesisa'a where they use as the grain base, as the flour base, chitim sa'arim, no one would ever put vinegar into it, and therefore it's no problem. Amarav, treimini shesisa'a shad Barzilai Galadi l'David. There are two types of shesisa'a that Barzilai Galadi sent to David. Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, Mishka v'sapos uchli yotzer v'chitim usarim, describes all the things he gave him, and then it says, v'kemach v'kali ufol v'adashim v'kali. And it says kali twice. So what's the point? Why does it say kali twice? Obviously, there are two different types of kali, two types of toasted grain food. And the Gemara just notes, you should know that now we take basketfuls of this stuff out to the marketplace in Arda, and no one's worried about it. No one is concerned about the chumra of Avod Shmuel and Levi. Everyone relies on the kula over here. We said, pickled items that it's normal for them to put wine into is asur ba'achila and mutar behana'a. So Amar Chizkiya lo shanu el shadarka. That's only if it's normal for them to put wine in. Avul biyadua aser. But if you know that they actually put wine in it, so then there's nothing to talk about. Then it's going to be aser afilu ba'ana. Then it's going to have a din of yayin esech, of yayin akum, and that's going to be aser even ba'ana. Why is this any different than Morias, where the Rabban were matirit ba'ana? So, and we know that there was wine in there, so why did they hold that that's mutter ba'ana? But over here, if it's the pickled type of vegetables that you know that they put wine into it, it's going to be aser ba'ana. So hasam lavuri zuama by the Morias, yes, there was definitely wine in there, but the role of the wine was only to take away the negative effect, the negative taste of the fish, and therefore it's considered, Rashi says, as if it's azal li'ibud, as if the wine is gone the second you put it in. It's only counteracting; it's not coming to add any flavor. But over here, when it comes to the kvashin, the wine that's put in is there to actually give flavor. So we pointed out that's a major nafkamina lalacha in the single malt scotch and all the whiskies, the blended whiskies, all in that industry. When you talk about sherry casks, what's the purpose of having the sherry in the cask? Is the sherry there to take away the bitter taste of the barrel, or is it there to be nosein a positive taste into the drink? So if it's just to counteract the bitter taste of the barrel and to somehow dull the effect of the barrel, then it's mutter, then there's nothing to talk about. Otherwise, there's definitely what to talk about. It might be aser, it's at least a discussion. It's a machlokas amongst the mumchim in the industry. They can't, you tried to do tons of research on this, and when it came out, it's machlokas. You ask this guy, he tell you that it's just to dull the taste of the barrel. You ask someone else to tell you, no, it's the flavor of the cask. So there are also, it's a very complicated sugya. There's what they call first generation, second generation, third generation also. Sometimes they'll take a sherry cask and they'll rip it into 100 pieces or 10 pieces, let's say, and they'll make new barrels, each one with one piece of from an original sherry cask. And why do they do that? That's marketing. That, because then they could say it's made with sherry cask, even though it's not really, it's just a piece of a, they just, so okay, so there's a, it's a complicated discussion. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu biyodua nami mutter. Rabbi Yochanan holds, even if you know for sure, then it's going to be mutter. Umayshami mor yisla, meaning you know that they put wine in it, still it's mutter. Umayshami mor yisla meyod asr ba na. Why then is it different than mor yis? According to a mayor, mor yis is asr even ba na. Hasim yadiyah mamasha. Over there, you dip into the wine, and the wine is eaten together with it. Over here, the wine isn't really eaten together with it. You don't have the sauce together with the vegetable. You eat the vegetable, and it's just that the vegetable has been soaked in a sauce that happened to have wine in it. But by the time you eat the vegetable, the wine is not in mamashas anymore. You're not eating the sauce itself. Vitirius truth of Vitir Shein Badago, we said amongst the things that are Asr Ba'achila and Mutr Ba'na are a certain type of fish, of small fish that are a kosher min, but it gets mixed in and chopped up, and you can't tell if there's any non-kosher min perhaps mixed in. And Sir Shein Badaga, and brine that doesn't have the fish in it, so you can't see what kind of fish it is. So my chilek, and then we also mentioned chilek in the Mishnah. So what is chilek? Amrav Nachem Rav, Amrav Zu Sultanis. So chilek is a sultanis, it's a kosher fish. If it's a sultanis, then why in the world should it be aser? Nesha irvona ola ima. Because if even though it itself is mutter, sometimes non-kosher fish gets mixed in with it and comes out with it. They catch tons of these fish at a time, and you never know when a little non-kosher fish gets mixed in together together with the kosher fish. The Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnayos says that that's why yesh lizar milechol sardinin. He says that's why you should be careful from eating canned sardines, because even though a sardine is a kosher fish, still, since it's nechbash b'melech, since it's soaked, it's pickled in a brine for a long time, you can't see the scales, and you have to be worried once you can't see the scales that maybe a dag tame was nesarev bo, maybe a dag tame became mixed in with it. And that was part of the major discussion, aside from the Bishul Akum discussion, with the tuna fish, that many of the poskim thought that tuna fish was problematic, because you never know maybe a non-kosher fish. People would always say maybe a dolphin is mixed in. A dolphin, they would know if it was mixed in. That much quality control they have to make sure that there are no dolphins. They advertise dolphin safe. But the real issue in kashrus was that it may be another type of fish. Maybe it's so many tuna that they catch on these boats that maybe another type of fish would get mixed in. So that's the question. If it's echad me'elef that gets mixed in, one in a thousand, so is it do we just assume bittul? Can you rely on bittul when you have a hashkacha l'chadchila like that? So that the OU obviously was satisfied that this is not a major chashash. Other poskim, especially some of the Eretz Yisrael poskim, were not so satisfied that there wasn't a chashash. But that's this issue, that sometimes if you don't see the scales, you have to worry, and it's a bunch of small fish that are all caught together, you have to worry maybe there's a non-kosher fish that's mixed in. Let's say it doesn't have scales right now, but it's going to grow them. Like the sultanus fish and the afitz fish, hareza mutter. If you look at Tosus explains, omari the darish ain lo ayin lo, that we darshin that it's mutter even though it doesn't have right now, because it one day will have, because we darshin ain lo ayin lo kolomar ayin alav im yesh lo achshav o asli gadol achazman. That when you look at it, don't just look at what it is now, look at this min. Does it tend to grow scales after some time? And if it does, then it's mutter. Sometimes fish, while they're in the water, they have scales, but then they shed the scales when they come out of the water. Kigon akunas va'afunas katasfi tias va'achsaftias v'utnas, like all those kinds of fish, then it's mutter. That's mutter also because it had scales. Achrus Rabbi Avo b'Kisri, Rabbi Avo advertised, publicized in Kisri, hirve dagim, fish fats, v'uvran, and Rashi points out that means fish eggs, nikach mikal adam, can be bought from anybody. Cheskas neinabar, mel mi pelusa v'aspamia, because we know which locations they generally get it from, and in those locations there are only kosher fish that swim around in the water, so it's no problem. Ki adam rabai, hait sachantad bav nahara sharia, like Abai used to say that sachanta fish from the river Bav are mutter. My time, well, why are they mutter? If you want to say that it's mutter because the water, the current is so strong that and therefore non-kosher fish, since it doesn't have a spinal column, it's not going to be able to survive the strong current. That's a nice theory. The only problem is you look in the water, there are non-kosher fish there, so you see obviously they are able to survive the current. So Ella Mishum Dumalichimai, it must be because the water there is very salty. And these fish, since they don't have fins, they're not able to stand in a place, they're not able to survive in a place where the water is very salty. Says Gemara, Vakachazin the Kai. Again, that doesn't fit with the Metzius. It's not true. So Elam Mishum de Lo Marbatina Dagtame. No, it's just that we know this area, Lo Marbatina, that area in general, doesn't allow for Dagtame. It's just they're not indigenous to that environment. It's not something that they're not found in that area. Nothing to do with theories about the water current or the water makeup or anything like that. It's just the way it is. Amar Avina, Hidna de Kashafchi Be Nar Guzav Nar Gamda Asiri. But nowadays, where Nar Guzav and Nargamda pour into that area, so it's awesome because you have to worry that fish came from other areas and ended up in that area as well. Amar Abaye, Hai Chamra Diyama Shari. A donkey, a water donkey, doesn't mean an actual donkey, that they would have a lot of fish, that they would name them after land animals, I guess based on the way that they looked or acted or just for whatever reason. So a Chamra Diyama, a water donkey, is what? Yeah, no, but they have too many of them to, maybe, I don't know. Tura diyama, asr, but a water ox is asr. So water donkey is mutter, that's a kosher fish. A water ox is asr. V'simenayich, and the way to remember which one's mutter, which one's asr, is tamei tahar tahar tamei. The one that's kosher on land is not kosher in the water, and the one that's kosher in the water is vice versa. Amar Rav Ashi, shafar nuna shari. Shafar nuna is mutter. By the way, the tamei tahar tahar tamei, Tosus points out that l'chora, he says that simon doesn't work for every water equivalent of a land animal. It's only for these two minim that we make this mnemonic, because on the chamra and the tura of la shar minim lo. So parak beis the kedushin amar Rava malach shibuta v'hu eiz shalyam. The sea goat, because on parak apara hinig beiz of shibuta mai. Right, the halacha would not be the same. The sea goat is actually kosher. So that's tahar. So this is not a mnemonic to tell you any time you find a sea creature that has an equivalent on land. It's dafka for these two. Amar Ravashi, shafar nuna shari, kadash nuna aser, v'simnaya kadash l'Hashem. A certain fish called shafar is mutter, certain fish called kodesh is aser, and the way to remember is kodesh l'Hashem, that normally hegdish is aser to us, so the way to remember is the fish that's called kodesh is also aser to us, it's aser to us like hegdish. Nuna means fish. That's what, if you remember when Rabbi Maurice Lamb spoke in the shul years ago, that was his drasha. He said over his brother's drasha about the nunun hafuchin around the words v'yihi ben soa aron, that he said it describes how Torah can survive in Galus, is that a nunin hafuchin represents fish swimming upstream, that a Jew has to not be afraid to be a fish swimming upstream. That was the shtickl Torah he said before he told everyone to get rid of their televisions. Ikata amri kavar nuna aser. Others say that kavar nuna is aser. That's the part everyone remembers, but okay. So ikata amri kavar nuna, it's a good part. Kavar nuna aser v'simnai kivrei of the chavim. Some say the kever fish is aser, and the way to remember it is kivrei ovdei kochavim. So that's a way to remember that it's aser. Tulsa points out that the mnemonic should really be the opposite. He says because kivrei yisrael are really aser, kivrei ovdei kochavim are not metame ba'ohel. So he has a girsa that has it the opposite way, that kivrei ovdei kochavim would be a mnemonic to tell you what is mutter, not what is aser. Rabbi Akiva iklo leginzak. Rabbi Akiva went to the town of Ginzak. So they brought him a certain fish that was that looked like a chipusha. So chafya b'dikuli, he covered it in a basket. Chazbe kalfi v'sharya, and then he saw its scales and he was matir. Meaning initially he didn't see its scales, but it looked like a min that he knew was kosher. So he knew that something was going on over here. So he wanted to expose its scales, but the scales were not immediately evident. Only when he covered it in a basket was he able to see the scales. And they became evident, because once it jumped around in the basket, it shed a layer of skin, and you were able to see the small scales there. Rashi points out because they are white, because the basket was white, they were able to see the scales that were dark, the scales that were black. Taras Habayis of the Rashba says that the same would be the opposite. Sometimes you have white scales, sometimes you have black scales. It's just you got to put it against the opposite kind of background. So that's what the Knesset HaGadolot is writes, that minuk pashut to eat a certain type of fish that's called a pushi ushpada, even though it doesn't have scales, because at the time that it comes out from the ocean, when it gets angry, it starts shedding its scales. And Sar Echad from the Umas HaOlam asked about this, and they showed him a beged shachar. They showed him a black background, and they put it into the trap where they trapped the fish, and you saw the white scales on the black background. So you see it works in both directions. Sometimes scales are black, it works on a white background. Sometimes scales are white, it will work on a black background. Ravashi iklo l'tamaduria, aisu l'kameya hu nuna davadami l'tzlufcha, and they brought him a fish that looked like an eel. Nakte l'hada yom, and he saw it during the sunlight. And he saw that there were also very small scales, and therefore he was matirit. So apparently, when you look at the scales, all you need to do is even if it's not visible without direct sunlight, as long as it is visible in direct sunlight, that's good enough. That's what the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch write. Shach writes, because Shach says that it's, I'm sorry, the Torah and Shulchan Aruch don't even mention this. This isn't even brought in Torah and Shulchan Aruch. And Shach says, why is this not brought in Torah and Shulchan Aruch? So the Shach in Yardes and Pegim Sifkat and Beis says because it's davar pashut. It has scales. If it has scales and you can see them, obviously it's mutter. What do you need to mention in Torah and Shulchan Aruch that it's mutter? The Bach also mentions this, and then he says it could be that the reason Torah and Shulchan Aruch don't mention it is the opposite reason, because maybe it's still a suffek, meaning maybe the scales would not be easily removable from the skin of the fish if the scales are so tiny that you can only view them in sunlight. And Rav Ashi was only matir in the Gemara after he was able to physically remove them, after he was able to peel them off. But if you're unable to peel them off, Bach says, who knows, maybe it's really usur, maybe this is not something to rely on just by looking at it in the sunlight. The Gemara Masech Eschulin, Samach Rav and Beis, says that the scales have to be a malbush that the fish wears, as if it's a malbush. The Ramban explains what that means, and this quote in Shulchan Aruch is that by the Ramban, Yerdes and Pei Gimel, is that it has to be something that's removable without taking off the skin. You need to be able to remove the scales without removing the skin. If you can't remove the scales without removing the skin, then it's not scales. Then that doesn't have a din of scales, it has a din of the skin. So there were lots of different minim of fish where there were major discussions in the poskim, the Yehuda, several tshuvas about different types of fish that there were major controversies about, and people ask, well, what's the controversy? Look if it has scales. How to define a scale is not so pashut. So there were major controversies in the poskim. In fact, in the Yehuda's famous tshuva about dreams, where Rabbeinu Ephraim Rabbeinu Ephraim the Rishon, had a dream that a certain fish that he was matir that day, he had a dream that night that they were serving him non-kosher food, and he said, why are you serving me non-kosher food? I keep kosher. And they said, well, it's no less kosher, it's no more kosher than the fish that you said today was kosher, and Rabbeinu Ephraim changed his mind. So that's one of the major marmakomos about dreams. Rabbeinu Ephraim was willing to change his psak based on the dream. That's on that tshuva, on that discussion, that's what the Nadibudu says, that it's ridiculous that you can't change your mind based on a dream. He obviously was hesitant about his psak in the first place, and that's why he had the dream. If he would have been confident in his psak, he wouldn't have had the dream. But it's all about different types of fish that were really mutter. Now the Gemara says you look at it in sunlight. What about using a microscope? What if you can only see the scales by a microscope? So the Chorot is a davar pashut that in all of halacha, bein lekula, bein lechumra, anything that can only be seen by a microscope, it doesn't have a status in halacha that it's not considered as if it's considered as if it's not there in halacha. And that's why when it comes to little bugs and insects that can only be viewed by a magnifying glass or a microscope can't be viewed with the naked eye, so then it's not going to be a problem of tolaim, of bedikas tolaim, when you have such tiny bugs. When you're looking at an esrog, if there's a certain discoloration that can only be seen with a magnifying glass or a microscope, then it's not a problem. It's not an issue at all when it comes to those halachos. Okay, Rav Ashi yikla lahu as. Rav Ashi went to a certain place. They brought him a fish that looked like a shaparnuna fish. So he covered it in something white because Rashi says, so you'll be able to see the black scales. He saw the scales and he was matir it. Rabba Barbachana iklu la Akra da Agma. He went to Akra da Agma. Krevile Tzachanta. They brought him Tzachanta. Shamilu Gavra da Vakarile Bati. Now Tzachanta is normally kosher, but he heard someone calling it Bati. Amr Mitka Karile Bati Shramina Davatame Yisbe. From the fact that he's calling it Bati, even though I can definitively identify this min as a kosher fish, but if he's calling it Bati, Bati is a non kosher min, there must be something wrong over here. Lo Achalmine, so he didn't eat from it. And the next morning he looked at it carefully and he saw that they had mixed something non-kosher into it. And he said about himself, you see, if you try to be righteous, God's not going to let something bad happen to you. So he saved me from violating Nisr of eating non-kosher food. A grain of a sharp plant, a single grain of a very sharp plant, a chiltis plant. So that's also asr ba'achila mutar ba'na. My taima, mishum demifski lebisakina, because they cut it with a knife. So they cut it with a knife that's used to cut non-kosher food. So the issue is not the grain itself, obviously. It's the way that it's cut. It's cut with a non-kosher knife. But if the non-kosher knife was a kli d'tena ben yomo, it wasn't used in the last 24 hours, in stam kelim arena b'nei yomen, so it should be mutter, because the tam that's in the knife should be tam pagum. No, agav chorfe dechil tisa mechal yulei sham nisa vavle knosin tam l'shvach v'aser. Sometimes when something is very sharp, when you have a davar charif, you don't have the heter of nosin tam l'fgam. Whenever you deal with any davar charif, all the major heterim go away. Nosin tam l'fgam goes away, the fact that it's tzonin, the fact that it's cold doesn't help you if you have duchad sakina and a davar charif. the Davar Charev takes away a lot of the heterim that you would normally have. So since this is a very sharp food, Nosin Tamufkam is not going to help you. Tosus points out, two deos over here, whether it's dafka, this chaltise, this type of vegetable that's extremely sharp, or any sharp vegetable that you have this problem. Tosus writes, Yesh Mepharshim Kumokin de Betzel v'Kaflut, Shenechtach B'Sakin Shalov de Kachavim. If, let's say, an onion is cut by an Ovid Kachavim, Lo Sagile B'Klipa, the Agav Chorfe Balotfe, then even just cutting off a kate klipa, cutting off the, just trimming the area where the knife touched would not be enough, because we see over here that it's balea a lot because it's so sharp. Then Tosfos says, no, maybe it's dafka, this vegetable, but it wouldn't apply to every other vegetable. Avdei Rabbi Levi, have a kamazun chiltisa. The eved of Rabbi Levi would sell chiltisa, and it was assumed that if he was the eved of Rabbi Levi, he was with Rabbi Levi's hashkacha, that there wasn't going to be a problem with it. Kinach nafshei Rabbi Levi, when Rabbi Levi died, also kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Normally, they said, okay, now that Rabbi Levi is not here, they asked Rabbi Yochanan, can we still buy it from him? The Eved of a Chaver still has the same status of a Chaver, you could absolutely trust him. Rav Huna bar Minyume Zavan Techil Tamanchi Debese Zavam Chasida. Rav Huna bar Minyume bought his Techilas from the wife of Rav Amram Chasida. Now, Techilas was an industry that people would very often try to sell you a bad product. They would try to sell Klei Ilan because it's identical to Techilas, but a lot cheaper, plant indigo rather than the kind that comes from the fish or the snail. So he bought it from the wife of Rav Amram Chasida. Asal kamed Rav Yosef lava biyadei. And he went to Rav Yosef and said, is this real tchelas? Can I rely on this? Rav Yosef wasn't sure. Pagabei Chanan Chaita, he saw Chanan Chaita, the tailor. Amalei Yosef anya minalei. So, b'didi hava uvda dezvini techilta minshe debesed Rav Na'a, achud Rav Chia Baraba, v'asai l'kamed Rav Masna lava biyadei. He says, yeah, how is Rav Yosef gonna ever know that? Because after all, I had the same story happen to me, and I asked Rav Chia Baraba, and he went in front of Rav Masna, and guess what? No one knew. They didn't know the answer to this question. Asal kamed Rav Yehuda mei Agrunya, amrli nefalta liad. So then he went to Rav Yehuda mei Agrunya, and Rav Yehuda mei Agrunya says, ah, you're lucky. It's your lucky day because I happen to know the answer to this question. It must be that Kodesh Baruch Hu made you fall into my hands because I happen to be the guy who knows the answer. Hachi Amar Shmuel, the answer is, Shmuel said, Eishes Chaver Harei Kechaver. The wife of a Talmud Chacham always has the status of a Talmud Chacham, just like you would trust the Talmud Chacham himself to sell you legitimate Tcheles, so too you can trust the Eishes Chaver as well to sell you legitimate Tcheles. The Tan Rabban in the way of a Braisa, Eishes Chaver Harei Kechaver, that the wife of a Chaver has the status of a Chaver, Avdo Shel Chaver, and the Eved of a Chaver also has the status of a Chaver. Chaver Shemes, Ishto Bano B'nei Beso Arein B'chaskasan Ad Sheyach Shedu. And even after the Chaver dies, his family still has a Cheskas Kashrus, because we assume they do things in the house the way they always did it when the Chaver was alive, so they still have a Cheskas Kashrus until we have reason to be Choshed, until there's any reason for suspicion. V'chein Chatzar Shemokrin Bat Cheles Harei B'chaskasan Ad Shetifasel. And any store that sells Cheles, any Chatzar where they sell Cheles out of, if it has a Cheskas Kashrus, we assume that Cheskas Kashrus remains until the Cheskas Kashrus is destroyed. Tanu Rabbanan, Eishes Amaretz Shenisias L'Chaver. Let's say you have the wife of an Amaretz who marries a Chaver. V'chein Bito Shel Amaretz Shenisias L'Chaver, or the daughter of an Amaretz that marries a Chaver. Now obviously a Chaver is not supposed to marry the daughter of an Amaretz. The Gemara says Yisho is married Bito Shel Talmud Chacham. That's what we pointed out in Nod Bihuda several times, when Nod Bihuda was asked about the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Can I marry someone whose name is the same name as my mother, or the same name as, a girl asking the boy has the same name as my father, he's a bentor and everything. So the Yehuda, when he responds to that child, says, first of all, my rule is I don't discuss non-halachic issues. And this is a non-halachic issue, but because I love you very much, whoever it was I was asking the Shaila, I'll discuss this with you. And he says, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, all the things that he wrote are against the Gemara. And if it was written by anybody else, we would assume that the person was just an apikoros, and we would do away with it. Problem is, it's written by Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, so we give some other teretz. We say that it must be that he was only writing it for his family and it's not meant for everybody else. But he says, you know what bothers me? No one ever asked me the shaila, can I marry this person? He's not a Talmud Chacham. Can I marry this girl? She's not a Bas Talmud Chacham. That it says in the Gemara. That the Gemara is makbid about. But everyone asks about the names and this and that. What about what it actually says in the Gemara? Okay, so anyway, but let's say that sometimes it happens. And the Eishes Amaretz marries a Chaver after her Amaretz husband dies, or a Bas Amaretz marries a Chaver. The Chein Avdo Shel Amaretz Shenim nimkar lechaver. Or let's say an eved of an amar, it's like it's sold to a chaver. Kulin tzrichim lekabel divrei chavrus. They all need to be mekabel divrei chavrus. They need to change their ways. That in order to now have a status of a chaver, they need to openly accept the ways of a chaver. Says Rashi, mitchila kodem shu ne'amanim lekol divrei chaver sheyochlu b'tara v'sheyasru peros chiyotibehen. They have to accept upon themselves all the practices of a chaver before they take on the status of a chaver, even though right now they might be married to a chaver. But if they used to belong to a chaver and now they're with an amaretz, ainon tzrichin lekabel divrei chavrus lechatchila divrei meir. A meir does not require that they be mekabel divrei chavrus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af hein tzrichin lekabel divrei chavrus lechatchila. He says, no, absolutely they do. Rabbi Yehuda says they also need to be mekabel divrei chavrus because now they're with an amaretz. And just to show how things can change based on who you're married to at the time, there was a story with a certain woman. She was married to a chaver and she used to tie his tefillin on his hand for him. She used to help him do mitzvos. She married the tax collector, which we assume was an unjust tax collector, not one that's subject to din and malchus adina, someone who was just an evil person, and she would help him tie his tax collecting uniform on himself. So you see that whoever she's married to at the time is who she's going to follow. You can't just assume because she was once married to a Talmud Chacham that she still has that status. So that's the story that's used to demonstrate. It's an interesting story though. She would tie the tefillin on. Is that okay? Is a woman a bar kshira of the tefillin? I mean, she would tie the knot of the tefillin. Can she make the knot of the tefillin? So the goes Maimonios Milchus Tzitzis writes in the name of Tosfos and Maseches Gittin. It happens to not be in Tosfos and Gittin. That's why when you say that Agos Memoni is quoted from Tosfos and Gittin, we don't have that Tosfos and Gittin, so it's some other Tosfos that she wouldn't literally tie the tefillin, rather she would help him tie the tefillin, because a woman shouldn't be the one tying the tefillin, because she's not a barachi. She can't make the tefillin that, because she's not someone who wears tefillin. Or he says, perhaps you could say, lo nesu b'isha l'tikun adavrkon ksiva. The only thing that's also for a woman to do is to write the tefillin. But the kshira is not considered the tikkun mitzvah, and she's allowed to do the kshira. That's how that goes from Ramonius writes in the name of Tosos. The question is, poskim discuss, what if a man can't tie his tefillin himself? Can his wife help him tie the tefillin? So the Maram Shik has a tshuva where he says in Or Chaim Sim Tezvav, where he shows from here that it's definitely mutter for a woman to help him tie the tefillin. If, let's say, his right hand is out of commission, so he doesn't have a hand to tie the tefillin onto his left hand with, so then the woman could tie the tefillin for him. So he happens to not mention this Hagos Maimonios. He mentions our Gemara. He doesn't mention the Hagos Maimonios, which is interesting. But he holds that it's mutter, and several Achronim hold that it's mutter. I pasuk says ukshartem that you need to tie the tefillin. Isn't that part of the mitzvah? So yeah, but the pasuk also says v'haylecha osal yadecha, that it should be an osal yadecha. So if he can't do the kshartim himself, at least he'll be mekayim the mitzvah of having tefillin on. That's also a mitzvah. So that's also worthy. Rav Avadya Yosef discusses, what if a man is very ill and he can't tie his tefillin on, he can't put his tefillin on, can his wife put his tefillin on when she's in nida? Is that a problem? So he has such a svara that the mitzvah will protect from any sort of from any quotes from Chazal and other places that when doing a mitzvah will protect from any sorts of hirhurim or other things. Amarav, chavis asur b'chosim echad. The things that are the four items that are expressed in the mnemonic ches peis yotav chavis is asur to send with a guy and trust that it hasn't been tampered with if you only have one seal on it. Champag mutar b'chosim echad, but when you send champag with a guy, even with one seal, it's going to be okay. Chalav basur yayin tcheles. So what is chavis? Chavis, it's milk, meat, wine, and tcheles are asur b'chosim echad. All those things are asur b'chosim echad, either because they're expensive, like the first two are expensive, basar and tcheles are expensive rather, yayin is a chashash is going to be menasech, and chalav the Gemara will deal with itself. Chalav the Gemara will deal with what the problem is. Chiltis, murias, pas, gevino, mutarn b'chosim echad. Those four items are mutar when there's only one chosim. So pas l'mayin echushta. What would be the concern with pas? Why do you even need a chosim? When you send pas, what's What's the guy going to do? What are you worried about? If you're worried that he's going to mix, he's going to switch it because the pasta that's being sent is fresh, so he's going to switch it for less fresh bread. Well, you'll realize that. You'll chop that. And therefore, you'll realize right away that he tampered with it. So he's not going to tamper with it because he knows that you'll realize. Maybe you'll switch wheat bread for barley bread. Well, that also you'll realize right away. It's an inferior quality bread. And Iki Adadi, and if he's going to switch it for the same exact kind of bread, that's why we say if there's a single chosam, he has no motivation to want to be mezayif it. According to Rav, why is it that when it comes to gavina, when it comes to cheese, we don't assume he's going to be mezayif, that he's going to try to tamper with the seal. But by milk, we assume he's going to tamper with the seal. Why should that be the case? Why by chosam echel is chalav not good? So Amarav kana apik chalav ayil chatichas dag shein basimin. Now the ches doesn't stand for chalav in the mnemonic chavis. The ches stands for chatichas dag shein basimin, a cut of fish that doesn't have a simin on it. So hainu basar, frak the gemara. But that's the same thing as meat, meaning it's a piece of animal flesh that doesn't have a simin on it. So we're not saying that fish has a din of meat legabe ol halacha in terms of fleshings and in terms of simchas yantav. No, we're just saying that in the halacha of tampering, the fish would have the same status as meat. And so gemara trei gavni basar. No, these are two kinds of meat, and therefore we need to list them separately. Ushmol amar bayis aser. He leaves out the ches. He just says beiz yotaf. Those things are aser. B'chosam echad, even with one seal. Machag mutter b'chosam echad. Basar yayin tcheles asurim b'chosam echad. Murias chiltes kavina mutar b'chosam echad. That's what the mnemonic stands for. L'shmuel, according to Shmuel, chatichas dag shein basimin, haynu basar treg avni basar lo aminan. Why does Shmuel leave out the ches, the chatichas dag shein basimin? Because Shmuel holds that that's the same thing as basar. And he doesn't hold to this idea that there are two kinds of basar, therefore they need two different letters in the mnemonic. So it's not really an argument in halacha, it's just an argument in what the best way to make a mnemonic is. So you need to figure out, is there an argument in halacha, and whether you consider it shnei mine basar or min basar echad, or whether it's not considered shnei mine basar. Maybe lashon b'nei adam by nedarim, you have to figure out exactly if there would be any nafkamina over here. Tan rabbanan. Ein lochin yamach machag b'Surya. We don't buy yamach machag in Surya. What's yamach machag? Lo yayin, v'lo morius, v'lo chala, v'lo melech, salkanduris, v'lo chiltus, v'lo gvina. We don't buy any of those things in Surya, elam in a mumcha, except for when you buy it from a mumcha. Tosas asks, wait a second, once you mention milk, why do you have to mention cheese? Aren't they very much related to each other? He says, no, they're not related to each other at all. The reason they're usher is different. Chalav is usher because we're afraid that you're going to mix in some non-kosher milk with it. Gvina is also because of giloy, because of the sakana associated with it, that maybe a snake put its venom into it, like the Gemara said earlier in Daflam and Hay. But he says, according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, said before that the reason that cheese is asr is also because of chalav tameh, that the reason that cheese is asr is because there might be non-kosher milk in it. So then, it's difficult. Why would you have to mention both gvina and chalav? Then maybe you'd have to say the ches is chatichas dag shein basimin. Okay, so but all these things you're not supposed to buy elamin mumcha unless you buy it from mumcha. The mumcha is not going to tamper with it. V'kulim nesareich yisal balabayis mutter, and all them, if you eat it by the guy's house, it's mutter because these are people that are assumed to not want to violate any yisurim themselves, but they're kosher and lifnei iver. If they're giving it to you, they would give you with the non kosher food, but if they're sharing the food with you, then you can be sure it's kosher. That if the balabais sends you to your house from his house, it's mutter. My time, balabais lo shavikater va'achli isur, because he himself would not eat isur. So when he sends it to you, he's sending you from his own stock, and therefore it's mutter. Umelech salkundaris, my melech salkundaris. What is melech salkundaris that we said is asur ba'achila mutter ba'na? Amar Rav Yom Shmuel, melech shekol salkundari ramei ochlenosa. It's the kind of salt that all the nobles of Rome eat. If it's black, it's aser. If it's white, it's mutter. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Levana aser, Shchora mutaris. No, the opposite. If it's white, it's aser. If it's black, it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, Mishum Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel Omer, Zuvizu asura. Both the black and the white are aser. Amar Rabba Barbar Chanam Rabbi Yochanan Lidivri Amar Levana Asura Kirvei Dagam Levanim Tameimu Ravenba. The one that says that the white one is Asur, it's because he holds that the innards of non-kosher of white non-kosher fish are mixed into it, and that's what gives it the white color. Lidivri Amar Shchora Asura. The one that holds that the black ones are Asur Kirvei Dagam Shchorim Tameimu Ravenba. The insides of black non-kosher fish must be mixed into it, and that's what gives it its blackish color. If you hold that everything's asur, zevazemu ravenba, then you hold that everything's mixed in. The black and the white, it's all mixed into it together. There was a certain zakin, a certain old man in our neighborhood, who used to shine its surface with chazer shmaltz, and that's why it's aser. Hare elu asurim. So these things are all aser. Lemute mai. What are we coming to exclude? Lechiske lemute biyadua. Rabbi Yochanan lemute murias ugvinas besunayki. According to Chizkiyah, who we had earlier on today's on the end of yesterday's daf, which we read about 40 minutes ago, Chizkiyah, three lines from the bottom on Daf Lamed Ches and Beis, he said that if it's only Shadarka, but when Morias is Yadua, that he put wine in it, then it's Asr even Ba'na. So when we say that all these things are Asr, so according to Chizkiyah, it means that it's Asr Ba'achila, as opposed to if it was Yadua, if you know for sure that they put wine in it, then it's even going to be Asr Ba'na. But Rabbi Yochanan, who we learned earlier, said that even when it's Yadua, even when you know that they put wine in it, it's Mutar Ba'na, because he thought that even though they put wine in it, it's the wine that they put in is lavurei zuama, and therefore it's going to be mutter. So Rabbi Yochanan lemutei murias gvinas besunayki. So Rabbi Yochanan must be coming to tell me to exclude murias and gvinas besunayki. Ustamak Reb Meir, and the Stam Mishnah assumes like Reb Meir. Okay, we're falling a little bit behind, but tomorrow we'll try to catch up. Start from the Mishnah. Long gapping.